Well, I'm going to ask questions today. Last day of Totus Tuus. All I need is your hands up, okay, when I ask a question. We know chatting, we're at church, and it is last day of Totus Tuus. So, first, what camp or retreat are we at? What's the name? Yep.
Totus Tuus.
Totus Tuus. What does Totus Tuus mean? Yep. Say it again.
Say it one more time, nice and loud.
Say it one more time, really loud.
Totally yours.
Totally yours. Totally yours. Who is it for yours? Is it for me? Good. No, it's not me. Who's it for? Who do you think? Totally God's. And to God, who else? Mary, Totus Tuus, that was from John Paul II. His motto was from God and Mary. Okay, good. We've had five different colors. I don't know what the color is today. What is the color today? See somebody that hasn't even answered yet. Yep. Yellow.
Yeah.
No. Will you raise your hand? Noah, what do you think? What's the yellow for? Do you know the answer? They could always have the answer for it. There. What happened to Jesus was a yellow, yep.
Victory? Victory of what? You want a football game or soccer or basketball or? What do you think?
Of dying?
And there's a big word in there. And what?
He destroyed death.
He destroyed death? What's the other word? You're honing into a good, you're locking around it. What is it? Crucifixion. And then?
Jesus against sin.
Yep.
Resurrection.
Good. That's the end of the week. That's perfect. Because the next world read that we know about is we go to the resurrection of Jesus, the first Eucharist, or the glorious mysteries goes to the resurrection. Now, let's go back this week. Monday, what was the color on Monday? First, sorrowful mystery, the agony in the garden, what color was that? Yep.
Green.
Is that correct, teachers?
Yes.
Green, isn't that perfect that I'm wearing green? Yeah? And what was it for? Yeah? Isaiah? Is your name Isaiah again? Sorry, say your name again. Caleb. What was the green for? Hope. Awesome. Hope as well as I kinda would add with that too, that Jesus is in the agony of garden. What has a garden? I mean, what color is a garden, really? There's a lot of colors in a garden. There's a lot of green in a garden. There's a lot of green and different colors of beauty. And that was where Jesus was having a hard time because he knew that in that garden, he was going to die. He was going to give his life for us. Alright, the second day, that would be the scourging of the pillar. That was our second day of Tuesday. What color was that? Yes, Amanda. Then I'm gonna start asking questions that they haven't answered yet.
White.
Say nice lot on like
white.
Death.
White.
White? Okay. White is right. We say that as priests, that we can wear it any day we wanted to, if we needed to. White is right for everything. All right? And white, what does that help us in our spiritual journey?
Let's see. We'll go after the little thing. Are you guys in kindergarten or so?
That would be the crown of the thorns, is that right?
Yeah.
Am I doing well right now? Okay. What color? That'd be the carrying of the cross, I believe. What color was that?
Purple.
Purple? And why was it purple? We have two different options for purple. What did you guys learn? What do you think? Christian, have you said anything yet? Purple, what was it for?
I was sick.
Oh, okay. Ethan? Why was it purple? Patience, right. And there was another, you had an option this week, which is pretty cool. Patience. Because I'm curious myself. We had some of the teachers who talked about this. Was Jesus really patient? That's a good question. I don't know, when you're carrying a cross, are you patient when you're doing something you're kind of? Yes? Go ahead, teacher. Go ahead, say it. Yeah, you're smart.
But usually not, but he's perfect, so wouldn't he be patient while carrying his cross?
Would he be patient carrying the cross?
He was patient with the people that were making him do it. He loved them.
That's right. That's a great image. That's a great image. And we talked about over here too. What were you guys thinking about with Jesus carrying the cross? What do you call that? What do you call it? I remember it was an act. It was fun. Yeah, but what was happening with that? What was good for about that? Yeah. You said that already. On the way, what happens when God's grace Vikings win a game? What is that called? Different options with that. And I think that's pretty powerful to hear from both sides on that. It was a good conversation with our teachers. On victory, was he getting victory while he was carrying the cross? Yes, he was. He hadn't won the game yet, but he was on the way to victory, carrying the cross, falling three times. I mean, and again, look around our stations of the cross around here. You know victory's coming, but not as the way we would think victory would be like.
And finally, we said today, the last color is yellow. I think if I remember from Tony Swiss, they tried to find gold, which is a better color, I believe. Is that right? Still today, we haven't found gold yarn. Bring that in to the, your teachers and your supervisions. For what? Victory. King. He died on the cross and he destroyed death and sin, but he rose from the dead.
Thinking maybe we should just read a book or something.
A book?
No.
I like that better. I brought a helmet.
Really, Mary?
I think they're ready. How about our first shirt? Are they ready for a water game? Is that okay? Are you all going to join us in this party? Ben Freeman is on my team, by the way. He's going to the seminary. I didn't tell him yet. Yeah, he's coming. He'll be on my team. I know you guys have all, you've all got a team together and everybody will hit me. So, buckle up. A great week. I hope we have a beautiful lunch. Continue to offer your prayers that you're learning. I'm so proud of everyone of you. So please stand.